Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. My name is Macy, and I am so excited to have you. If you're a brand new listener, welcome to the podcast. And if you're a returning listener, as always, thank you so much for coming back. By the way, if you are a new listener, I always recommend that you go back and you listen to the first few episodes because it will give you a better idea of what the podcast is about, what you will learn by listening to the podcast. And it honestly, a lot of the principles build upon one another. So if at any point while you're listening, you have questions or you know that you maybe need some help with anything, you are welcome always to go to MacyRenee.com and schedule a free 60-minute consult. That is where we will talk things through. We'll figure out if coaching is a good fit for you. But you're welcome to do that at any point, whether you listen to one episode or you listen to all of them. And there's almost 200 at this point. So anyways, I am so excited to have you. And if, again, you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back. So today we're going to talk about, is this my intuition or is this my ego? Okay, so this is a question that was brought up probably a couple weeks ago with someone making a decision, and it got me thinking about the difference between the two and how to know if you are making decisions from more of an intuitive place where you really, you know, trust yourself and feel good about your answers versus if ego is coming in as a protective mechanism. So if you're not familiar with how we talk about ego here, or, you know, just ego work in general, that's something that I do teach a lot of my clients. But for the sake of the podcast, I won't go into it too deep. But our ego is basically the piece of us that comes in as self-protection. Our ego doesn't want us to feel bad. Our ego doesn't want us to feel basically a lot of the uncomfortable emotions that we feel as humans. So the protective part of it is that it will come in and it will observe, you know, a situation or try to predict how something will happen. And if there is any shot at all that it may cause pain, uncomfortable emotions, things that we just won't feel good experiencing, a lot of times ego will dictate what decisions we make. So like when people say that they want change, but then they never change, it's usually because their ego is really strong in protecting them, okay? And so it's, again, it's almost like this concept I teach at some point in the podcast. There's an episode about just failing ahead of time. And what that means is that a lot of times we have a goal that we want to hit, and then our brain will talk us out of all of the reasons we can't hit that goal, or we shouldn't go for that goal, we shouldn't even try, you know, or if we try, we're gonna fail anyways. And so what ends up happening is that a lot of people don't even go for their goals because they're so afraid. And so what their brain did was fail them ahead of time. And this is also a perfect example of ego trying to come in and protect us. It's like, oh, I don't want us to feel what it feels like in our body for failure. You know, failure might feel like embarrassment to some. Failure may feel like disappointing. someone or yourself, failure could feel, you know, really heavy, like a big sadness or maybe even frustrating. And your brain is smart enough to say, I know we don't like that feeling, so why would we risk it? Why would we risk feeling that? Why would we risk experiencing that? And when we listen to our brain and we don't simply know that it's ego coming in, we won't go after our goals. We won't go after our dreams. We will talk ourselves out of growth that could be right on the other side and a life full of possibility and potential on the other side, all because ego tries to talk us out of it. So I just wanted to talk about, how do you know when to actually trust your decision-making skills, right? Like when you're up for a big decision or whenever you're trying to figure out the next step in your life, like how do you know when you're making that choice or consideration? Like how do you know when it's coming from an intuitive place where it's like, oh yeah, this is exactly what I should be doing versus, you know, an egoic place where it's like, oh, I don't, this could be self-protection so that I don't have to feel anything negative. So let's talk about it. So I made a little list of how this shows up most for me in my life. And I think it'll be helpful for you as well. I see this with a lot of clients that I work with, the difference in, you know, how I know for them, like to be able to guide them through if it's an intuitive based decision or if their ego is coming in to protect them. So I'm going to share this list with you. So let's start with intuitive decision making, right? Trusting your intuition, knowing that maybe you're making the best choice possible for you and it feels really good in your system. The first thing that I would say is that intuition really feels like a deep inner trust. So it's trust based. It's kind of like if I were, I want you to think about something that maybe you know you would hate doing. Okay, so if someone came up to you and they asked you to do something that you know 1000% you would absolutely hate it. Okay, maybe you've done it in the past. Maybe it's a career choice. Maybe it's, you know, do you want to do such and such today? And it's an activity that you absolutely hate. I want you to think about like how quickly you're able to answer when you just know yourself, when you really, really trust yourself and your decision making. So I'm going to give you an example of this. I've given this example in the past, but my background before I became a full-time emotional intelligence coach, I was a pediatric occupational therapist. I worked with kids birth to age 3. I went into the homes and I loved the work itself. Okay, I absolutely loved my job. I got triggered a lot because of unhealed things that I didn't come to find later until coaching, but I actually did really love my job. What I did know 1000% about myself, though, upon graduating occupational therapy school was that I did not want to work in a hospital. That was like an immediate, what I call soul hell no. Okay. And I really believe in soul hell no's and soul hell yeses for intuition based kind of decisions of like how you know you're making a decision that's right for you. If it feels like an immediate soul hell yes or soul hell no, I really tend to believe that that is an intuitive kind of decision making process where your system just knows you really, really well. So for me, I didn't want to work in a hospital because I didn't like how I felt working in the hospital. I was very stressed out. I would get very, very depressed seeing all of the kids sick or people sick. When I was a student, I had to work 2 hospital rotations for a total of 6 months. And those were some of the lowest points of my life. Like, I have so much respect for anybody that works in a hospital because I just, like, my system just absorbs so much of people. I am so very empathetic, and I'm sure everybody in a hospital is. That's why you get in the job. But the setting itself, just being surrounded by 4 walls, the smells, like all of the things just really took me to a place where I didn't feel good. So with that being said, if someone walked up to me and they were like, do you want to go work in the hospital for the next 40 years of your life? It is such a trust-based, immediate soul hell no decision in my body to be able to say no. It's not you know, fear trying to protect me or anything like that. It's just an inner knowing, like I won't be able to be myself. It's not going to feel good to me. I'm not going to be at my best in that setting. Like, could I do it? Yes. Do I want to do it? Does it feel like what I'm meant to do? No. Okay. So it's just a very different kind of experience in giving that answer. So think about something where you're really like, I can feel the soul hell no, or I can feel the soul hell yes. And just know, like, when we're making decisions from our intuition, that's a lot of times what it will feel like. It will just feel like an immediate, I don't have to think about it. I don't need someone's approval for it. I don't need validation, which leads me to the next thing of intuitive kind of based decisions is that you don't require any external confirmation. It's like, you know yourself so well, you don't need anybody to tell you if it's the right choice or not. It's like, I really don't care what that person would say. I know for me that this is the best thing or that this is not the best thing. Okay. Another part of intuition kind of based decision making is believing in the decision and loving your reasons for it. So my clients hear me tell them this all the time. In whatever decision you decide to make in your life, you should love your reasons. And if you don't love your reasons, you need to explore why you don't love your reasons for it. And a lot of times if you make a decision and you don't love the reasons that you made that decision, ego probably did come in a very sneaky way. So if it's intuitive based, you're able to land on a decision and support all of the reasons you made that decision with no wavering, right? It's like, I love the reason that I chose this decision. And that's a very important thing. And it's also a skill that we develop, right? It takes emotional intelligence to get really clear on the reasons we're choosing something and then loving the reason that we chose it. And really supporting our decision for why we chose it. Another thing with intuition is that a lot of times you will follow what your heart's desire is. And it doesn't always make logical sense to anybody else. It's a desire. It's what feels good to you. And people may question it. People may think you're loony for whatever the decision is. They might not see the vision, but somehow, some way, you just know it's what's meant for you. It's kind of like whenever I decided not to be an occupational therapist anymore, none of my family understood, right? A lot of my friends didn't understand. They're like, why would you go pay almost, I think my debt was like $85,000, which I'm still paying, by the way. And it's like, why would you spend that amount of money and go to school for almost 6 years and get 2 degrees and then not use it the rest of your life? Like, that was their thought process, right? It's like, why would you do all of that hard work? Why would you, like, you're so good at it. You have great relationships with the families. I'm sure even the families that I worked with didn't understand, you know, seeing me on Facebook finally after their kid graduated and being like, what? She's going to go do a coaching? Like, what? You know, I'm sure it was confusing. And it's because, you know, they didn't see the vision the way that I saw the vision. They're not in my body. They don't experience the feelings that I have inside of my body. Like, that's mine. And just like they have their own as well. And I can't jump into their body and feel what they're feeling. And so I followed my desire. And my desire was, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a coach. I want to help people the way that my coach helped me. Like, she set me free in so many ways. Like, I had so many limiting beliefs before I found coaching. I didn't have confidence before I found coaching. I didn't know myself before I found coaching. I really felt like I was drowning and barely able to blow bubbles above the water before coaching. And I really felt like coaching, and I feel this way to this day, like, rescued me. It threw me the lifeline that I didn't even know that I needed at the time. Like, I didn't even know for sure that I was about, like, seconds away from drowning. And I grabbed the life, you know, the life raft. And my life has been completely different ever since I've been willing to ask for help and willing to accept the help extended to me and see things differently in my life. And so when I decided to walk away from occupational therapy, which was quote unquote the safe career after all of this money spent, I didn't have to make sense for anybody else. I didn't need the external confirmation or validation. It was very intuitive based of this is what I'm meant to do, and I'm willing for it to be hard, and I'm willing to fail at it, and I'm willing to stand back up if I do. And I just don't know how to describe it more than that. It was a very intuitive thing. And so I think that you will know also within yourself when something is intuitive, an intuitive decision. You will just know, because there's a distinction of nobody else understands, nobody else gets me, everybody's talking about me and not in the best way. And there's this level of I really don't care because I trust me. Like I trust it, and I have to listen to it, and I will have to deal with the consequences of it. And maybe everybody will be right, but maybe they will also be wrong. Okay. So it's knowing what you need to do as the individual, even if it doesn't make sense to anybody else. And that really concludes like what an intuitive based decision will feel like in your life. Now let's switch to ego, right? When is it ego? So again, if we're asking ourselves, is this my intuition or is this my ego? So ego, again, is very protective. So if you're presented with having to make a decision, should I do this? Should I do that? It's your brain is going to come in and try to protect you when you are wanting to make the decision that basically here, actually, you know what? Let me rewind. So I really believe that our intuition speaks to us more than we give credit for or more than we noticed or more than we notice. And how well we notice is based on our emotional awareness, like how in tune you are with your emotions. The more in tune you are with your emotions, the better the emotional awareness you have, the more intuitive you will also be, okay? Because you're not blocking yourself from emotional experiences, good or bad. So what I really believe is that our gut, our intuition is always giving us soul hell yeses and soul hell nos. So to give you an example, like let's say you see something advertised on the internet and immediately your gut is like, I want it. I want to do it. It sounds amazing. Okay. And then your brain starts to come in and it's like, oh, but it's a little bit expensive, or oh, but the time would be challenging. I don't know if I'd be able to do that, or oh, you know, my life is just so busy right now, or oh, you know, like we've had a lot of financial things pop up and things breaking, it probably wouldn't be safe. Like when your soul screams yes to something and then your brain talks you out of it, and it has a lot of fear around if you were to actually follow that initial yes that you felt, that's when you can recognize that ego is coming in to protect you. It's protective based decisions. So it's like, oh, your intuition said yes. Your soul said hell yes, right? Or even hell no. But then your brain came in and started to argue against that yes or against that no. Okay, as a form of protection, because it's like, if you do it, if you follow your gut, if you follow your intuition, this and this and this might happen, or this and this and this may occur, or this and this, right? And so when you can notice that it's just your ego trying to protect you, then you get to decide, do I want to make this decision from what my intuition said, or do I want to make it from what my ego said? Right? And the ego will probably have a lot of stories about doom and gloom, why it won't work, all of the things. Okay. So it's very fear-based. It's like, I don't want us to feel that way. I don't want you to be in a hard situation. I don't want you to experience pain. I don't want us to, you know, have this and that emotion. Like that would just be really, really miserable for us. Like, I just don't want it. And a lot of times we're like, okay, brain, that's fine. We don't want it. So we'll listen to our ego just so easily if we don't have a lot of emotional awareness. Ego also tends to present a lot of overthinking. So if you're someone that you're like, I overthink everything, it's probably because you're not as in tune with your intuition and you're more playing into the ego side of yourself, right? Where it's like, again, protectiveness is overthinking. If you overthink, what your brain thinks it's doing is protecting you from harm. It thinks it's protecting you from making the wrong decision So that is why it overthinks. It spends a lot of its energy like, I need to think of all 150 scenarios so that way I can avoid all pain possible. Ego's doing that. Okay, that's not your intuition, that's ego. Ego also wants validation and reassurance. So even if it makes a decision, it'll be like, did I make the right decision? Do you think that's a smart decision? Should I have made that decision? Right? And it will question whether or not it made the right decision. And it will oftentimes want other people to confirm whether you did or didn't. So if you're someone who also is like, you know, has the story of like, I like validation, I like reassurance. Again, you're probably making a lot of your decisions from an ego-based place rather than intuitively what you want, what you really want to do. Ego tends to be more logical versus like desire-based. So like, again, whenever I decided to walk away from my occupational therapy job, it was like, or my career, I just felt the desire to do it. And I just trusted that even if I failed and even if I, you know, actually did fall on my face multiple times, like somehow it was going to be okay and it didn't have to make logical sense. Ego, on the other hand, is like, this has to make logical sense. We have to make sense of it. Why would we not think of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, right? Like, we need this to be logical. And again, the reason ego does that is because, again, it's protecting you and it thinks if it knows A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, that it can avoid pain. So it thinks if I can just predict everything that would happen if we would make this decision, then we wouldn't actually have to do any problem solving. We wouldn't have to use any emotional intelligence. Like, we could just stay safe on the dock, right? Watching all the boats go out to the water. That's basically what ego is versus intuition based. It's like, if you have a version of you that's standing on a dock and it's either get in the boat and see where the boat goes or stand on the dock. Your intuition and how it operates is going to be like, let's get into the boat if that feels good and figure out where we're going to go. And we'll problem solve and make decisions as we need to go based on trusting ourselves. The ego is going to be like, let's stay on the dock because what if the boat goes left when we want it to go right? What if it goes right when we want it to go left? What if it sinks? What if it crashes? What if it hits an iceberg? What if it doesn't land when we, or doesn't, you know, find another dock to stop at when we want it to stop? Like, what if? And it does like all of this, again, almost failing ahead of time to the point where you don't even get in the boat, right? If I told you that the boat was the vehicle to all of your possibility in your life, all of your dreams, but I didn't have the exact map, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be one of those things where your ego's like, oh, we don't have the whole map. We don't know what's going to happen. Let's just stay on the dock. We'll just watch the boat go out as far as the eye can see, but we'll stay in safety. So it wants to make more logical decisions where you get to be more safe. Ego will also have you feeling a lot of times confused. Like, I don't know if I made the right decision, or I don't know if this is the right decision. Just like questioning yourself, which is very, very different from an intuitive-based decision. Intuitive-based decision is like, I just know it. It's just, this is the decision. This is the decision. This is why I love my reasons for it, you know, and if any issues arise based on this intuitive decision, like, I will figure it out. I will problem solve for it. Like, you use the highest level of emotional intelligence when you're really following your intuition, right? Because everything is figure outable in that kind of place when you're in that headspace versus when ego is trying to take over, it's like, oh, I'm so confused. Oh, what if this doesn't work out? It just will give you a lot of nonsense and a lot of headaches and make your life feel so much harder when it's running the show, because it's running the show based on keeping you safe and trying to protect you from any uncomfortable emotion possible. And so it keeps people at the dock versus getting on the boat and seeing what's really, really possible a lot of times in their life, or, you know, trying new things, or, you know, taking healthy risks, or, you know, just seeing what's possible for them and what they're made of. So it's something to consider. So anyways, that is what I wanted to share. I hope that this helps you the next time you are making a decision of whether it is your intuition or if it is your ego. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you all next week. It's my birthday coming up on October 10th. I'm so excited. I'm going to go home and see my family. My youngest sister is having a gender reveal. There's just a lot of exciting things happening. I'll tell you more soon. But anyways, that's what's going on with me. And I will see you all next week. If you need anything at all, just remember, just reach out, schedule a consult. I'd love to talk to you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.